Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Joel Barker back on the show. Joel is one of the top futurists of our time, ladies and gentlemen, spanning two millennia, at least parts of two millennia, I'll put it that way. He's the author of a number of books, including Five Regions of the Future, also Future Edge, and his outstanding book on paradigms turned my world around when I read it 20-plus years ago. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Also an outstanding pleasure. Filmmaker, Innovation at the Verge, is his last film. Joel, we've got a number of things that you brought to the table today, but before we get into those, I want to go back and reconcile something that you told us about years ago.
Yep.
And that was 3D printing.
Yep.
We talked about making walls and making printing ears.
Yep.
And body parts and things like that. Well, yeah. So you warned us. I mean, you told us five, six years ago to start looking for these things. Well, as you know, probably, Joel, in the news this week,
yeah,
is some kid, yep, I think maybe in his dorm room, has designed and printed a pistol.
A gun, that's right.
That will shoot multiple calibers.
Yep.
And the only thing metal in it is that's required by physics, at least right now, is a firing pin that has to be, yep, hard enough to hit the rim. It's a little bitty, yep, tiny piece of metal. And, of course, yep, the government requires him to put 6 ounces, I think, or something like that, of metal in it to qualify, so it'll kick off the detectors. But what about that, Joe? What do you think?
Well, it is just, you're right, I alerted us to this a long time ago, and what we're seeing is the maturation of a technology that very quickly will be printing in metal, so it will not be a plastic gun, it'll be a metal gun that'll work really well. It is the nature of the new democratization of manufacturing,
yep, yep,
via 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Boeing has just announced they are going to be printing parts for their jetliners now, instead of old-style,
right,
manufacturing, which means they keep no parts,
mm-hmm,
anywhere until they are needed, and then they are printed. What are the implications of that?
Well, and you talked to us about showing up in a remote area in a truck with a factory inside the truck.
Exactly, yeah, and start printing the things that you need to, in a sense, bring that remote area up to,
yeah,
speed. We're going
to print
solar cells.
Take the factory to where the raw materials are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of taking the raw materials to the factory.
Well, and one of the things, and I always like to make sure we don't get too casual about this, the raw materials are very carefully formulated powders,
mm-hmm,
of metals and plastics and polymers and stuff like that. But what you can do is have a factory that takes the rough stuff and convert it down into the powder that is necessary. So what you're seeing is a very different structure for manufacturing that can,
mm-hmm,
be used in the United States. And, by the way, China has got very big into this. The Economist magazine, April 27th, talks about additive, and that's what they call it, additive manufacturing, because you're adding the material,
mm-hmm,
rather than subtracting it.
Mm-hmm.
Adding material, it's growing fast in China, and the reason it's growing fast is it's another way to get things done in remote areas.
Now, if you want to be a futurist for a minute, folks, and don't just imagine the possibilities of what Joel just described, but also focus on what will get disrupted because of that.
And can I
because
add one more thing?
Many people yep, listening right now will be disrupted because of that. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, the other thing to think is, what could you do using this technology, printing these things on site,
mm-hmm,
which nobody's thinking about right now, too?
Right.
I mean,
right,
this is a wide open arena of participation.
A 3D printer is expensive. A 3D laser printer is expensive, but it's not prohibitively expensive.
And Jim, the price is dropping by like 20% every year. Mm-hmm. So a $500 machine probably we'll see easily within the next 2 years.
Yeah,
easily.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And so, folks, think about that. But I'm serious. I think I really do believe, Joe, in my small business world, more small businesses in the next 5 years, more small businesses, unfortunately, will be disrupted by what we're talking about than will take advantage of it. Because,
with one qualification, unless they start thinking now about how they can utilize that technology.
There you go. And prepare for how your product line, your supply channels, your pricing, how that could possibly change.
Yep.
Put your futurist hat on, that like we've learned from Joel over the last few years, and see what you think. Forewarned is forearmed, my friends. That's my job. 20 till, right back with Joel Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.